Thank you, and good afternoon to the floor. On behalf of UNESCO, I'd like to extend our gratitude to Madam Chairperson, His Excellency Omar Zeniber, the Secretariat, the Commissioner, High Commissioner for Human Rights, organizers and co-conveners of today's fora, and most especially Special Rapporteur Dr. Lefrat, for inclusion on what we are confident will be a productive and highly informative discussion on minority issues as it relates to minority representation in education and spaces of learning. Excellencies, distinguished guests, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'd first like to bring to attention the Convention Against Discrimination in Education. The convention is the first legally binding international instrument to define core elements on the right to education. It prohibits discrimination in education and emphasizes the principle of equality in educational opportunities. Likewise, it defines discrimination broadly, including grounds such as race, color, language, religion, and national and social origin. Article 5 in specific recognizes the rights of national minorities in three key terms. First, to carry out their own educational activities, including maintaining schools and teaching their languages. Second, while ensuring members of minorities can participate in the broader cultural and linguistic life of their community. And third, ensuring education quality meets national standards and that attendance remains voluntary. As for evolving right to education and minority rights, UNESCO's initiative on the evolving right to education aims to ensure that everyone benefits from lifelong learning opportunities that enable them to flourish in a constantly changing world and examines how those rights of minorities could be better protected in today's world at present. In 2023, UNESCO published a report on the right to education of minorities that informs this reflection and analyzes policy measures reported by member states in the context of the 10th consultation on the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education. Some key findings from this report that we'd like to highlight. First, education and minority rights. Education is essential for fostering inclusion and reducing exclusion of minorities, which can occur due to discrimination and systemic barriers withstanding. Specifically, the right to establish separate educational systems is of specific importance for minorities who are more at risk of being discriminated against or excluded, and who should be able to receive education in conformity with their culture, religion, and language. The right to education for minority and indigenous groups is often undermined by a lack of relevant curricula and inclusive teaching methods. First, by linguistic inclusivity. Promoting minority languages in education through mother tongue instruction, bilingual and multilingual education is vital for improving educational outcomes and preserving cultural identity. By second, intercultural education, fostering mutual respect, dialogue, and understanding among diverse groups is a key focus of intercultural education. It's important to provide culturally appropriate and responsive quality education to address diversity effectively. As for other points in the report, inclusion of the local community within the educational process, involving minority communities in education policy design, monitoring, assessment helps ensure respect for their culture and promotes understanding and cultural preservation. Likewise, targeting disadvantaged groups, specific measures are needed to address the compounding challenges faced by minority women, people with disabilities, and class-based persons in accessing education. Likewise, monitoring and policy implementation are of note. Countries are encouraged to improve data collection on minorities to better tailor policies and ensure equal opportunities in education. The 10th Consultation on UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education highlights that while many member states have legal frameworks ensuring non-discrimination in education, more targeted measures are needed to safeguard cultural identities. Initiatives like minority-led schools and bilingual education programs are well underway, but challenges persist due to limited data and linguistic barriers. As for the new consultation on the Convention Against Discrimination in Education, UNESCO has launched its 11th consultation on the implementation of the convention in 2024, inviting member states and civil society to contribute actively. This represents a unique opportunity to strengthen mechanisms, protect cultural identities, and address linguistic barriers, and implement inclusive education policies most effectively. And in this context, UNESCO will continue to foster collaborative efforts with the Office of the Special Rapporteur of Minority Issues. As for empowering minorities through education, we must continue efforts to implement and enforce anti-discrimination policies that create inclusive and educational environments. Building and maintaining schools in remote and under-resourced areas and supporting minority-led educational activities. Involve local communities in education planning and decision-making to foster trust and address local priorities. Culturally responsive teacher training, recruiting educators from minority communities, support their pathways into teaching to enhance cultural representation and cultural understanding and fostering cultural representation in teaching. Developing minority-relevant curricula that incorporates their languages, histories, and practices is also of note. Supporting mother tongue instruction and bilingual education to balance cultural preservation and broader participation. These aspects have all been notably discussed recently during the Global Education Meeting in Fortaleza earlier this year. I want to thank the floor for their attention on this matter. And again, thank you, Dr. Lefrat, and our panel today, and the Office of the Special Rapporteur of Minority Issues. We look forward to continuity of collaboration on these efforts. Thank you.